Today on Gardening in a Minute, lizards in the landscape. Anyone who spends time outdoors in Florida has seen them. Brown or green, resting or running, lizards are everywhere. The most common native species is the green anole, which is usually bright green. Not surprisingly, the similar-looking brown lizards are called brown anoles, and they're a Cuban cousin of the green ones. Both of these reptiles are 3 to 8 inches long and have a dewlap or throat fan. Males display the red and yellow appendage when courting a female or defending territory, often with a series of amusing head bobs and push-ups. Lizards are beneficial, eating insects that can feed on us and our plants, and they serve, in turn, as food for wild critters, so if possible, keep your pets from killing them. For more information about lizards and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, chinch bugs. Chinch bugs are a major pest of St. Augustine grass and cause a lot of damage. They like hot weather, but in some parts of Florida are active year-round. Chinch bug damaged areas appear as yellow to brown patches, and injury typically occurs first in grass that's water-stressed or in full sun. Not all brown grass indicates a chinch bug infestation. If you suspect you have chinch bugs, inspect the border between the brown and green grass for the tiny black and white adults. If you do have chinch bugs, you'll need to devise a plan to get rid of them. Treat with an appropriate pesticide in the spring or try non-chemical options like minimizing fertilizer use. You can always consult a pest control professional for help treating them. For more information about chinch bugs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer vegetables. Vegetable gardening in Florida is fun and easy, and if you're up for the heat and humidity, you can even grow veggies in the summer. A handful of vegetables will do well in the summer heat, including sweet potatoes, southern peas, cherry tomatoes, and okra. And some spring crops, like peppers and eggplant, may produce well into the summer, so if you've planted these in the spring, don't remove them until you're sure their time is up. Many people take advantage of the summer sun to solarize the soil. This kills nematodes, weeds, and other harmful pests with heat. Just cover the soil with clear plastic, seal the edges, and leave in place for at least 6 weeks. So keep the harvest coming by gardening all year round. For more information about summer vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, snakes. In the spring, snakes are on the move, and you're bound to come across a snake at least once. There are over 40 species of snakes in the state, but only 6 are venomous. Most Florida snakes are harmless and benefit us by eating rodents, and some non-venomous snakes, like the eastern indigo snake, will eat poisonous snakes. If you come across a snake in your yard, leave it alone. It'll probably go away because mostly snakes are just passing through. But if you often see snakes, they may be there to feed on rodents. To discourage mice and rats, remove their food sources by frequently cleaning up pet food scraps and birdseed under feeders. Next time you see a snake, let it slide on by. For more information about snakes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden gifts for Mom. It's almost Mother's Day, and what better way to tell your mom thanks than to give her something for her garden? Garden gifts come in all shapes, sizes, and prices. Surely she'll appreciate something small, like a beautiful plant, unique plant labels, or soothing wind chimes. Or consider purchasing something she can wear. Garden shoes, gloves, a smock to protect her clothing, or even garden-themed jewelry can be a thoughtful present. There are plenty of items that can make gardening a little easier or more enjoyable for Mom, like nice pruning shears or knee pads. If she likes container gardening, pick out a lovely planter. And what mother wouldn't enjoy something decorative like a gnome, sculpture, bird bath, or bird feeder to attract feathered friends? For more information about gardening gifts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.